You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is comedian James Vickery, who was off to Las Vegas to perform at the Stratosphere. Comedian Michael Palsack, who's performing at the Zanies on Wells and has his new album available on iTunes and his website, That One Thing. And he is, again, Zanies on Wells. Go to zanies.com for ticket information. Scott Stantis, the political cartoonist with Chicago Tribune, is in studio as well. And Tribune. We're not going to be in a building together anymore.
It's looking that way. We're hearing rumblings. We're hearing rumors.
Yeah, it's time to go. So that's it. And Michael Heidemann joins us on the line. He's already left. He's like, you know what? I'm going to take a break from this building since we're not going to be here much longer.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael Heidemann down in South by Southwest. How are you doing?
Tribune. I'm doing really well. How is everybody doing down there?
We're a little slap happy. We've eaten too many Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, my God. The s'mores ones. Come on.
Yeah.
So very, very, very,
very
good.
Dangerous. You got to be careful with those.
Oh, we've got, honestly, that's the one, we're on the third box. In this rotation of cookies, I have the Thin Mints, I have the Do-Si-Dos, I got the Toffee ones, and those are all the single boxes. They've been here every week, but the s'mores, I'm on the third box of those. So everyone seems to really enjoy the s'mores, which I am glad because I can't eat them all. I only have $30,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies left.
As long as you're paying it off every week.
Yes. Yeah, can you tell we had David Hochberg on earlier, right. Michael?
Oh, yeah. He must have guys put you in your place or something like that.
Yes.
I love that segment.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, the music is really what kicked off today, wasn't it?
The music kicked off earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's been going full force. There's been a lot of really cool announcements. Some of the bands that have been playing here have been playing surprise shows. There's this phenomenal band that played last night, and I had no idea, but At The Drive-In played a secret show last night. And Lana Del Rey just actually announced that she's going to be playing tomorrow live here at the Apple Stage. It's the first show of her, like, after she released her new single, Love, and it's this big thing here down in Austin. So the music scene has been a buzz. There's so much music everywhere right now. I'm kind of overwhelmed at the moment.
Well, when you say that there was a secret show, the Drive-In did a secret show, do you just, like, mm-hmm. happen to be in the right place at the right time, and they do, like a pop-up music show? I mean, like, how yeah. secret? Who knows about the secret show?
They pretend to be homeless people on the streets?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Everyone's invited, and no matter who they are. The thing about the secret shows, it's a cool thing because, you know, relating it to Chicago, it's like every single one of your favorite artists are in the city at one time. I mean, everyone has nowhere to go except within these like 20 miles. So you're able to see some of the greatest artists that you've ever seen within this time frame. So when the secret shows happen, they're usually not announced. And then all of a sudden, like, there'll be a little bit of a buzz. Like, I think that I Have to Drive-In's going to be playing here tonight. And people wait around until, like, midnight when they go on stage. And then that's when they hit it, and it's fantastic. Like, if you're seeing comedy, a lot of the time the performers will bring on, like, special guests. So I saw Scott Aukerman last year, and he brought on Hannibal Buress, and he brought on all these really, really great people that I had no idea about. Eliza Schlesinger was there last year, too. So it's, you don't really know what to expect, which is kind of the cool thing. The only thing you can respect is, like, really great barbecue and really tasty tacos, which I had many of today.
Man, those are two of the best things on earth.
I know. It sounds magical where you are at South by Southwest. Hey, when you were at, like, all the conventions, like, there's a kind of a convention with a lot of different companies, right, trying to, like, hawk their products. Did you get, like, a bunch of swag while you're there, too?
Oh, my gosh. I have about 15 pairs of sunglasses and chapstick that I have no idea what to do with right now.
Yeah, what is the chapstick thing? I can kind of get the people always handing out chapstick.
That's a good point because it's like why would you use chapstick? Because when do you use it? Especially since it has some like Grubhub name on it or some like
right.
some company's name. It's like, are you going to use it more than once? Are you trying to tag me in by just getting yourself closer to my lips? Like, do you want like the,
yeah.
the logo to be right in my face? Is that why you're making it?
And Texas yes. isn't a big chapped lip place, I don't think.
Oh, sure. It's windy. It's sunny there.
It's a dry heat.
It's not cold.
It's very dry heat. This chapstick, I'm complaining about it, but it's actually coming very handy.
see what we did there? Okay, so you've gone through a bunch of the conventions and the speeches. You've heard some music. Have you seen any comedy at all yet? I know that you mentioned that there was Hannibal Buress and Eliza Schlesinger. Have you seen any of the shows?
Oh, yes. The thing that I love the most is seeing these these huge artists in very intimate venues. The big comedy thing here is the comedy venue is called Esther's Follies, which is a very small room. Think of it more as like the Hideout in Chicago.
Okay.
So it's a very, very close quartered place. They have a bar in the back. And, you know, crazy stuff hanging from the walls. And so with the first night I got in and I saw, who did I see? I can remember the most recent one. I saw Doug Stanhope and Friends.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he's recording his special here in Austin. So he had three performances throughout the day that he kind of cut together. And it was funny because he'd be like, listen, if you don't like this performance, the next one is going to be fantastic. And we're going to just cut them all together. So you're going to think it's a lot more fun than it actually was.
He's great. How did you like that show?
It was fantastic. Yeah. He kind of goes on the edge of a lot of topics. So
just a little bit.
I was like, ooh. But it was fantastic. And then the first night, it was an improv event, and I saw Nate Bargatze and Nick Thune. Yeah. They performed together.
That was pretty
exciting as well.
They performed at the same time?
Yeah, it was called What About Nate Thune? That was the show that they did. So that was kind of funny.
Oh, I love it.
There's been lots of great surprises, lots of cool things happening, and actually, I have some exclusive news for the next interview, the final interview that I'll be doing here at South by Southwest for tomorrow.
Yes, we're listening.
Strap up your cowboy boots, because I'm going to be speaking to the one and only Garth Brooks.
What? Whoa. Oh, come on. That's great.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about buying a cowboy hat and stirrups just for the heck of it.
I don't know. Boots. I think you just need the boots. I think you can get away with
them. Yeah, you don't need the spurs.
No, you don't need the spurs, but definitely the boots. The hat, maybe. I mean, he's got a pretty signature look.
Yeah, you don't want to pander too much.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Never want to pander, always cater, never pander.
I like that. That is a good sentiment.
Always cater, never pander, yeah.
Interesting. And now I have to look up the difference.
Have you guys ever played South by Southwest?
Either way,
oh, that's one thing I've never done is played South by Southwest.
Yeah.
What was that, Michael?
One of the common things.
Time.
Michael?
Oh, no, I was just talking about Garth Brooks' cowboy hat. Go ahead.
What's leading to this interview? Did you make a request to meet with him?
Yeah, so again, like I mentioned the first day that I spoke to you, Patty, it's kind of like, you know, you have these dream interviews and you shoot the people an email, and, you know, I probably sent about 15 emails to these people throughout the time and get no responses. And then the one time they say yes, you're like, holy crap, are you being serious right now?
All right, well, now,
allow me to speak to them?
Now I need to know who said no, because I'm impressed that Garth Brooks said yes. Who said no to you?
He's kind of a deep cut, but you might not know who he is. But there's a Canadian radio host that I've been trying to pin down forever. His name is Nardwar, and if anybody knows them in the WGN sphere right now, you'll know who I'm talking about. He's this obscure comedy guy, and he said no to me like four times. I don't get it. He doesn't want to do interviews.
Wow, did you hear the earnestness in Michael's?
Hurt.
Yeah,
hurt.
Exactly.
Hurt.
If only he knew that existed in you, I mean, yeah. I reconsidered.
Maybe we should call him from our show, Nardwar. Nardwar? Nardwar. Okay.
You're giving him too much promotion for him saying no to you.
Exactly. You're right. I'm going to say Wadna.
His name is Nerdwar.
Exactly. Who else has said no to you? Who else says no to Michael Heidemann?
No, just fools, I guess, to be honest.
You don't want to name names, do you?
Well, let me see here. So, Joe Biden, he was kind of busy.
Okay. Yeah. With what? He's a retired vice president. What could he possibly be busy with?
He's going through and picking his favorite memes of himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he actually, and Consequence of Sound has a great article that they posted with him. They did get the interview, and they went through his memes with him.
Oh, really?
So go and check that out online. Yeah.
That's great.
It's been fantastic, though. There's a lot of cool opportunities to get interviews here. So if you ever want to come down to Austin for South by Southwest, make sure you talk to as many people as you can, because you'll never know who you're going to bump into. And then maybe once in a while you'll get to speak to Garth Brooks. Who knows?
Exactly. I love that. Well, I look forward to hearing how that goes. Checking with you tomorrow night.
Absolutely, Patty. Good hearing from you.
Excellent. Good to hear from you, too. Miss you. Be safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, boy.
Bye. Yeah, he's going to get a nice pair of cowboy boots. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. You can follow Mike's adventures on Facebook. That's Michael Heidemann with two N's. More after this on 720 WGN.